since the last time we talked. Of course, the crops have popped up a lot, and some recent moisture and heat are really progressing them along. So what are you seeing along the countryside as far as that crop progress is concerned?
We've really made some headway with corn. It's been, in the last week, it's just really moved as far as height-wise, the number of leaves. And that's we needed that. I mean, we'd spent a good chunk of our time just kind of waiting for this weather to kick in, and now it's here. And so that's been very welcome. People, I think, farmers, myself, retailers, feel very relieved that corn's looking the way it is now. Soybeans, we still could use some help there. I mean, they're coming along, but you can tell with beans this year, it seems like we had just that cool May when we started planting into even June, that it's still affecting. You can still see the impact. But, you know, a small bean and a tall bean, you get paid on bushels, and sometimes they can yield the same. So, I mean, you'd like to have more growing points and for more pods and things like that. But with this weather, they've shaped up quite a bit, edibles as well. So for the row crop out there, this weather's been awesome.
So what has this weather meant for the wheat crop? Is it pretty much ahead of this heat and able to beat some of it during flowering, or what are we seeing out there?
You know, right around my area, I've got just the one guy who's still in the process of putting fungicide on wheat. Otherwise, most of it's been on a week, and we're past flowering. So I would like to see it cooler than what it is, just for the grain fill aspect. But I do know that we've got plenty of moisture underneath. So even the draw that this crop has finishing out, it is a long way to go to get into a dry scenario. And I think we've got a forecast for even some more rain. Right now, we're just worried about getting hail or heavy winds and rain to lay crop down. That's probably the biggest issue right there. But the humidity, if you've still got wheat that's in that flowering stage, this weather is wet in the mornings, high humidity, that's still a potential scab situation. So, I mean, most of it, I see people are treating accordingly. So, nice-looking wheat crop. So in this area where I'm at, we have a very nice cereals crop coming.
What about the canola? What is the scenario there?
Canola, we're already starting to drop a lot of flowers. We're probably 60 to 70% flowering, so you're starting to see more pods showing up and less flowers. So we're on the backside of a lot of stuff. Some of the later planted canola, that is probably at full bloom right now, 40 to 50% flowering, so not too far behind. But, looks like it's going to be better than what I expected on the canola, because there was just a fight the whole year with between flea beetles and dry soils and uneven emergence and everything else. So this rain really helped that crop as well. So we'll see how it goes. Driving by a field right as we speak, and right on the edges there's no flowers left, so we're already rid of that point.
So going from those really dry conditions during planting time to now some of that moisture has been replenished, Jason, what does that mean disease and pest-wise, or is anything popping up?
From an insect standpoint, primarily what I've been finding is grasshoppers in ditches, and primarily soybeans and edibles. There are some hot spots in some townships. And then thistle caterpillar that are out there as well. I haven't run across any soybean aphids. And if I'm finding cereal aphids, they're at pretty low numbers. We'll start this week if there's head scab that showed up in some of this early barley and wheat. And I've got some stuff from some other consultants where bacterial blight's showing up in soybeans and edibles. So we'll see how that progresses. Usually that comes in with your big storms where you get a lot of direct winds that are driving rain, or you get injury that way, and then you get a blight showing up, which a fungicide since it's bacterial, fungicide doesn't do anything, but it will make leaves tattered and unsightly, I guess. So.
And so, Jason, as this crop progresses and grows in the next 2-3 weeks and we inch towards harvest, any final reminders for farmers to keep in mind?
I think the biggest thing will be as this cereal crop, canola crop, this early stuff that comes up, to pay extra attention to any weeds that are out there that are going to resemble the pigweed species for water hemp. That's my main concern this fall is, with all this rain, we have the potential for water hemp to just keep germinating and emerging. So be on the lookout for, if you got anything that looks like pigweed that's above the canopy, we really don't want to run that through a machine and put it in a combine and then take it to other fields. Combine around it or get it identified, and that's a big thing. Scouting might go to freeze up this year. Even during soil sampling, as you're out, you're going to be constantly looking at edges of fields and borders for that weed. So I've had 2 calls today where, yeah, we got water hemp that showed up in areas that were, one was over in the El Dorado country, and it moved 15 miles. I'd never seen it that far north. Now they've got it. So